95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Wake up, it's morning.
It's Thursday.
Must be Thursday. Could never get the hang of Thursdays.
Ooh, this is going to be such an exciting day. I hope you enjoy it.
Be excited about it and have fun.
A day full of excitement.
I just know this is going to be a great day.
It's just Thursday.
Why are you so happy?
Better than the alternative.
Glass is always half full.
Of what?
Of coffee!
Let's start the show.
Here we go. It's Thursday on 95.3 Gorilla. All right, so the Mom Noms officially kick off on Monday. Have you heard about this? Yeah, the Mom Noms are coming back. We did them last year for the first year, and they were so popular, we're doing them again. All week long next week, starting on Monday, you get to nominate any mom in your life. It could be your mom, stepmom, grandmother, aunt, anybody, your daughter if she's a mom, anybody who's a mom that you know. You can nominate them. Your wife, of course, duh, your girlfriend if she's a mom, anybody who's a mother, you can nominate them to win $500. We're going to do this five times next week, once a day, all week long, leading up to Mother's Day. It's going to be awesome. The Mom Noms officially kick off Monday morning right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Caller number 10 is Sunny and Carrier. Sunny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am amazing. I have $2,500 in the bonus round, and you're caller 10 for the Banana Bank.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
You ready? You ready to go?
Hey.
We're going to start with $100. Sunny, are we going up or are we going down? $100.
We're going up.
Up, up, up. Yes, we are. We're going up to $200. You got $200 from Gorilla. You want to keep the cash or do you want to keep playing? $200.
I want to keep playing. Let's keep playing.
Okay, $200 is your new price, Sunny. Where are we going?
We're going up.
Going up again. Yes, we are. We're up to $300. $300. Do you want to keep the money or do you want to guess one more time for the bonus round?
I think I'm going to keep it.
You're going to keep that money? Are you sure?
Keep it.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
I think so.
All right. $300. Congratulations. You got the cash. That's great.
Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about things that need to make a comeback. Yeah, what are some old things like, you know, restaurants, department stores, old traditions, games, movies, whatever. What are some things that need to make a comeback in 2026?
Probably just people being nice.
Yeah, I know this is a really simple one, but I think the internet has just like totally ruined us. It's just become an awful place, right?
It has. Oh my goodness. Like, you can't even say anything now anymore without somebody getting offended and like jumping down your throat.
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like if people are jumping down your throat all day, maybe you're the problem. I don't know. Just saying. What's something though that we need to bring back this year in 2026? And snacks.
The Game Boy.
The Game Boy. Dude, those still exist. Are you talking about like the classic ones, right?
Yeah, Pokemon was the best on those.
Oh, man. I remember the 90s. I remember my first Game Boy. I remember my Game Boy Color. All the Pokemons, red, blue, and green, right? Remember those?
Yep.
Oh, those were awesome. Those were awesome. And then, of course, Tetris. I think, honestly, that was my favorite. I'm pretty sure that Tetris was, like, the one that I was most addicted to. What's something else that needs to make a comeback this year?
Physical copy of things. Like, you know, you can buy, like, a digital copy of movies and books,
sure,
and stuff. Like, I miss having, like, an actual thing that I could return to the store if I don't like it.
Dude, they never went away. I think people just kind of got addicted to streaming. Like, they're still out there. You can still buy physical of everything. I may or may not be saying this as somebody with a 5,000 DVD movie library with Blu-rays and stuff too. So I don't know. I'm just saying that is a thing that you can still buy. Oh, I'm such a nerd. All right, time for one more. What's something else that needs to make a comeback this year?
Common sense.
Oh, look, it's Thomas Paine calling in. Dude, I know. Isn't it nuts?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. I know. You just open up some of these comment sections and you're like, what are you people smoking? What are you thinking? You know? For real. Like, you're like, what is wrong with you people? You're like, there's just no common sense anywhere anymore.
Oh, I hear you.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Val Kilmer's daughter is defending his AI-generated performance in a posthumous film release. She went on the Today Show yesterday. This is Mercedes Kilmer talking about her dad in an AI-generated role after he passed.
It started off as something to overcome the limitations of his illness, but then it evolved into something that he really was like, oh, wait, I have a chance to actually set a precedent that now other actors will say, no, well, Val Kilmer, they structured his contract in that way. And so I think it's, to your point, I have gotten some negative comments. It's kind of fallen into two camps. People that maybe have a more precarious position in the industry are worried and see AI as a threat, which is absolutely valid.
You know, something that she doesn't mention here is they slide a big, fat, giant check across the table to the estate of the person who's passed and said, hey, can we use your family member in AI and recreate them for this performance? And they say, yeah, sure. Ka-ching! In other news, Nicole Kidman get a little frisky with ASAP Rocky on a podcast.
If I had to swap with her for a day, I would definitely steal whatever the hell is in her closet because I know she got some.
Well, why not get to kiss your wife?
Yo, you got it. Nothing tops that. That was fire.
Yeah, and in case you don't know, ASAP Rocky is married to Rihanna. So Nicole Kidman wants to kiss Rihanna, like the rest of us. King Charles and Queen Camilla made a stop in New York City yesterday as part of their state visit.
Well, guys, this was exciting today. King Charles and Queen Camilla were in New York City. And in honor of their visit, Times Square Elmo switched from Jack Daniels to Crown Royal. I thought that was...
That's funny. And in a new TikTok video, Simone Biles revealed that a recent red carpet appearance cost her $23,000. 23 grand for styling, hair, and makeup. The Olympic gymnast said, if this is what everybody's paying, y'all can have it. 23 grand? I wouldn't pay $23. There's your Showbiz Buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
It feels like a lifetime ago, but this was only 29 years ago today. Here's Ellen DeGeneres.
This is so hard, but I think I've realized that I am. I can't even say the word. I'm gay.
That was on today's date, April 30th, 1997, 29 years ago. 42 million people watched her come out publicly as gay on TV. That was a clip from that moment. April 30th is Bugs Bunny Day.
What's up, Doc? Oh, you're looking for Bugs Bunny bunting. Duck is gonna hunting just to get a rabbit skin, but now the rabbit's gonna get. What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? Bugs Bunny is widely rumored and officially kind of in the trailer. Rumored to be in this new Coyote versus Acme movie that's coming out in August. Very excited to see that one. Do you recognize the toy in this commercial?
Oh, look at that bunny guy, Super Mr. Potato Head. You can make a bunny potato head with me, Super Mr. Potato Head.
Super Mr. Potato Head. On this date back in 1952, Mr. Potato Head officially became the first toy advertised on television. I had no idea. That's really cool. That's a vintage Mr. Potato Head commercial from the early 1980s. And finally, some birthdays today. Gal Gadot turning 41. She's one of those people that people either really like or really do not like. I'm not sure what I think about Gal Gadot. And Akon is turning how old today? No, this isn't possible. How old is Akon? Could've sworn I was dreaming. For her, I was fainting. The internet tells me that Akon is 53 today, but that can't possibly be right. Akon's not 53. He might be. Happy birthday, Akon. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Thursday.